This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, November 5th. God's word to you today is cheer up. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 63, verse 5, and it says, "You satisfy me more than the richest feast. I will praise you with songs of joy." The history about life is that there would always be something missing. Yes, Jesus says our joy will be full, and it will. Amen. However, when that joy is full, there is always a higher level. There will always be something missing. And guess what? It is a lesson that it is only God that can satisfy us. It is a huge lesson that since we were children, God has been trying to teach us. Elkanah was telling Hannah that it is only God that can satisfy us. It is easier for us to see what we do not have than to see what we do have. 1 Samuel 1 verse 17 from the Living Bible says, "Eli said, cheer up. May the Lord of Israel grant your petition, whatever it is." Eli did not bother asking for Hannah's prayer points. Eli did not even know what her prayer point was. Whatever it is. We all need these two sets of people to open up to. For you to be cheerful, you need to let someone know you are hurting. You need to open up to someone. The first type of person you need to open up to, it can be a person or a group of people, is the Elkanah. They provide relational support. The second is the Eli. They provide spiritual support. For you to be free and come out from depression, you need to open up to the Elkanah and the Eli. We all need relational support, Elkanah, and spiritual support, Eli. When you let someone know you're hurting, one thing you need to realize is they might not say what you want to hear. The truth is, many times we know what we want to hear, but they may just say what you need to hear. Elkanah did not say what Hannah wanted to hear. If Hannah was not spiritual, even Eli did not say what she wanted to hear. But thank God she was spiritual. In addition to admitting how you feel, finding a safe place, turning your attention to God, and letting someone know how you feel, to cheer up when you're depressed, the fifth thing is you must believe that the Lord will help you. After you have admitted that you're hurting, you have found a safe place, you have turned your attention to God and opened up to the required people, you must believe that God will help you. Psalm 34 verse 5 says, "Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces." This is one of my favorite psalms. As you look to God, you will be radiant with joy in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. The Lord is my strength and my shield. I trust him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. In Jesus' name. Amen. Today's prayer was based on Psalm 28, verse 7.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.